The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover. Raf and AD are in the house on a Friday. Good morning, gentlemen. Good to see you here.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday.
A lot going on, guys. You got a lot to talk about today.
Yeah.
You got Tony White to talk about. Yeah. You got
new defensive coordinator.
Ernest Hausman visiting Iowa.
Oh, boy.
You got a lot. A lot to chew on.
Good times.
Yeah, you know, I think the news obviously the day was Tony White being named defensive coordinator. But yeah, then there was news last night that Ernest Hausman, as you mentioned, was seen at the Iowa State basketball game in Iowa City being recruited by the Hawkeyes. That would suck. Of the one guy you wanted to keep on defense so far.
Well, no, there's other guys you want to keep.
That's announced that he's leaving.
Yeah.
That's the one that hurts the most, especially if he was going to stay in the Big Ten, in your own division.
Yeah.
AD is a big fan of this.
Yeah. He's so off the air.
But you know.
AD is all in on Hausman visiting Iowa. You loves know it.
Sometimes you hold your peace on something. I just got to gather my thoughts.
Gather yourself. Gather your feet. Like you're doing a layup. Gather your feet. Gather your feet.
Look, he can't even do it. He's trying. He can't do it.
He's good.
He lost the ball out of bounds.
There it went.
All right, go to Raph.
Yeah, I think can you
make this layup, Raph?
I don't know. That's a tough one. It's a tough one. It's like
the ball stuck between the rim and the backboard. All right, Raph. Come on. Get the ball out of there. You're 6'7".
Anywhere but Iowa. Mm. Oh, come on, Ernest.
Right.
Yeah. Not done yet. Again, he's just visiting yesterday, but it's not great to see him in the basketball arena watching the Iowa.
He's got to know reaction of people, doesn't he?
I think that maybe Tony White needs to give Ernest a call and show him the strengths of the 3-3-5 and the blitzes that can come out of that and what kind of season he can have.
Okay.
Ernest, come back to Nebraska. We'll see you in the fall.
Reel him back in.
Reel him back in.
Now we actually have a coordinator. So, yeah, they make that phone call. Find a way to get him back here. Mm-hmm. Talk some sense into Ernest. Stay here, man. Come on. You're a Columbus boy.
Now, kids are interesting, aren't they? Because I wonder, do you think that – my guess is his teammates don't react like us.
No.
My guess.
Because they're in the same situation.
Right.
Exactly. So it's tough.
Yeah. Some of them came from other places.
Yeah.
It'd be
hypocritical if some of those guys that, you know, that maybe have came from other places or if they would go and do it next year. So I think.
Right.
I think in this case, you know, like I said, I'm just choosing my words carefully on this one because, man, anywhere but Iowa, bro. Mm. I mean,
We're just in we're in such a different time and place. Like, college football is not college football it used to be. Like, different. If there would have been back in the 90s and a player, like, in the starting 11, like, say, the 97 team and the starting 11 has been like, all right, well, I'm going to transfer to Iowa right now. Jason Peter and Grant Wistrom probably would have took him out back. And
and what?
Probably let them know what they thought about him transferring to Iowa.
I think you're right.
But now,
not just them.
But
either.
Today's college football, everybody, even when Ernest Hausman announced that he was entering the transfer portal, there were a lot of players that are on the team now that were saying, "All right, looking forward to the big things you do. Congratulations, yep. I hope wish you all the best. Get the
changed.
Get the bag, And so it's
get
a
the
lot.
Bag.
It's a lot different. I don't know. It's
just way different.
It just feels like there's just not the same allegiance to the university is what there used to be. And that doesn't go just for Nebraska. That goes for all over the country. I mean, look at Alabama right now. They've got what'd we see?
It's 12.
12 guys.
Is there 12 now in the portal?
Two starters.
Yeah. 12 in the portal.
Two starters.
Yeah. Or actually, it's 12 scholarships in the portal and then 19 total that, So,
but isn't there the thought, though, that, hey, these guys didn't pan out. We need better players. Saban is kind of telling them to go to the portal.
Oh, it's both ways.
Those guys can load up on talent every year.
There are some.
But that's happened in Nebraska, too, though.
They don't have the talent that Bama's getting, though.
No, but there's a lot some Nebraska guys in the portal that were, I'm sure, they were nudged into the portal.
Yes, okay, nudge, yeah.
Go ahead.
The thing, and it's a good point, because that sometimes we see a person, and I'm not saying this is the case for Hausman, but you see sometimes where guys are getting the portals, like, why is that guy going? Sometimes you're asked to go. It's like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I don't see it being a fit.
See, the players would say, hey, now wait a second. Coaches can push us into the portal, but we can't go in on our own? I mean, you see what I'm saying?
It's both ways.
Should be a two-way street.
Yeah, it's both ways.
That's what they're going to say.
Both ways.
Yeah.
And in the portal, the administration cannot deny them that either.
Can't.
It's like back in the day when we were talking on the radio yesterday. I don't think we were talking conversation yesterday. To where back in the day, the coach could tell you, well, you can transfer, but you can't go to this school, this school, this school, this school, and definitely not rival, and you're not going back close to home. So they kind of had you handcuffed, which I thought I didn't kind of – I mean, it was both like, eh, that's kind of Bush League. But now – it's like we talked about a few weeks before. The NIL and the transfer portal, in particular transfer portal, it is like toothpaste out of the tube. You can't put it back in.
You better go with it.
This thing right now,
better go
because
with it.
Because it was all, and when it came out and exploded. NCAA has no control. It's a wildfire right
you
now.
You got to adapt, though.
You can't. Yeah, you got to adapt. But I think it's going to take some years, though, fellas. It's going to take some time. Because if you think about it, there's still 42 days left of this.
But if you're a coach, you just got to adapt to it or you're not going to be around.
You won't. Yep. You won't. In fact, I was telling the radio yesterday, two coaches in particular, one's a very good friend of mine that's recruiting, it's a big school. He goes, man, I think maybe 2 years left of this and I'm done. He goes, you are no longer recruiting the athlete. The athletes are asking him at recruiting trips, so how much can I get?
Right.
Parents are asking, how much can I get? Not the quality of education, not what defense or offense running.
No.
How much can I get?
Right.
He's like, dude, I've been coaching for a long time. He goes, this is not football anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, one
it's
of
not
the,
football.
Well,
look at the
it's free agency.
Look at basketball. Jay Wright retires because he didn't want to put up with this anymore.
Right.
Retires.
Well, Roy Williams didn't
Coach
want to put
K,
up with it.
Done.
Roy didn't want to put up
Roy
with it.
Roy Williams, I mean, some of the greatest coaches ever.
Are done.
Basketball. Just say I'm done.
They're done. Mm-hmm. It's no, fellas, I'm going to tell you something. We have lost the innocence. We've stripped the innocence away from collegiate sports. We stripped it. Now, we know what's always been going on under the tables.
That's the
thing. You know, Whopper bags full of cash. Things like that. But it was under the table. And those who got caught know they're going to get penalized for it. Mm-hmm. Now it's just wide open. We've lost and we've stripped the sanctity of college football away.
People
and
would
college
just,
sports.
People would come at you pretty hard, AD, with it was happening, AD.
It was happening.
It was already happening.
Absolutely.
But not to like this.
Not like this. Because,
right.
But you know what? I had no problems with athletes getting paid.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But where's the rules? Where's the regulations? Where's the parameters, I would say? Where's the parameters? How do we keep order? And there's no order right now.
No, and if there are literally, if a player has a big game at Nebraska, they're in the NIL office the next day.
Yep.
Okay, let's do this.
That game ahead.
I mean, but now some people say, well, what's wrong with that? I mean, are you going to do your show and expect not to get paid? You know? I don't know. So where I always say is, the parameter, I mean, there's college athletics, they know what the deal is when they get into it. And, you know, for a long time, it was just fine. They knew what they were getting. No one's forcing them to play college football. Nobody's pushing them into that life. They're entering it willingly and joyfully. It seemed like it was the outside that said, this is wrong. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like the players were. Right. I never in 30 years had a college player come to me and say, I need you to write an article. We got to start getting paid. This is really unfair. Mm-hmm. It seemed like it was the outside that said, hey, it's really unfair.
Right, right.
You know, and maybe people would say, well, they're kids, Sip. They don't know. But they're kids, but now we're paying them like adults. None of it squares up.
No.
I remember the offseason before NIL, several years before, Eric Martin had that, you know, we need our checks was kind of the thing. Remember that? We need our checks. It was like probably 2014, though.
Yeah. What was he talking about?
He wanted some
scholarship.
Money. They wanted some money. They wanted NIL to be real back then. They wanted some money, a stipend.
Which I think they should get some money.
Then it was like that.
I do think they should get paid. But there's like, just like you mentioned the radio, we can't say anything we want to say because you're going to hit that button over there.
Right.
There's rules. There's parameters.
Right.
So although we've chosen to do this, we are being paid, but there's still things we can and cannot do on the air.
No, and there's still parameters even with pay. I can't just go to DP and say, okay, I need this right now.
Right.
And if I don't get it, I'm done. I can't really do that.
Right.
I mean, it's not.
Well, you are Sip.
With all that drip.
Wow. Sip with the drip.
Well, Sip with the drip.
Yeah, so tone easy.
That might have to be a new t-shirt.
No, well, I don't like that t-shirt.
Sip with the drip.
Now, you can't do that without my approval.
You can buy it for yourself, though.
Tony White thoughts. Tony.
Defensive coordinator from Syracuse, now Nebraska's DC.
What stood out to me? Go ahead first, Raph. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, take everything out of it. And say, since Deion Sanders is the popular guy right now, if Deion Sanders would have went out and named Tony White the new defense coordinator, what would have been the...
What a great they got guy. A great young guy. Yeah.
Great oh young coach. Boom. Coached under Dino Babers at Syracuse. Oh, my God. You know, and there'd just be this huge pop because he's the next best thing in college football. Nebraska gets him. And I understand Nebraska fans. They've been hurt over the last 20 years.
Beaten.
And it's more, instead of looking at the positives of what Tony White brings in Nebraska, it's trying to find every single negative possible. 3-3-5, oh, we're not going to be able to stop the run.
And he's never said
Well, look at the 3-3-5, the way you can, even if he wants to run the 3-3-5, it converts very easily to a 4-3. Yeah.
Right.
And it's just like.
Isn't there when Nebraska's in the nickel, they're basically a 3-3-5?
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah. But it's just, it's so funny and that you hear all the negative. You just, and I'm sure there are positives out there. I get caught in that Twitter loophole where I start reading people's comments and stuff.
It's a loophole. It really is.
And there
sure is.
And there
that's a kind way to put it.
Yeah. I was going to say rabbit hole.
I was going to say hell hole.
Yeah. But yeah.
That's cool.
But yeah.
Hell hole.
Raph, that's a good take, though.
Oh,
if Prime hires him, he got an up-and-comer.
Yeah, they're great.
He got an up-and-comer. He got an up-and-comer.
If we would have hired Kent State's coach to come be our offense coordinator, there would have been like, what in the world is going on?
We going to the MAC now?
We hired a MAC, you know. Yeah. And Deion Sanders, he's the greatest young mind in college football today. You know, okay.
That's a good point.
Love that, Raph.
It's a good point.
It's a great point.
Thank you, AD, thoughts?
Let's just close it down on that one.
Well, here's one thing that stood out to me was the people from Syracuse were like, no.
That's what I said, yeah.
No, you can't take him. Because he was apparently potentially being in line for the guys I've talked to. He could have been a potential hire for Syracuse, the next coach.
Yeah.
Or other places. And he was also the Mountain West Recruiter of the Year two times.
That's right.
This dude is no dummy.
No, folks, you're right.
What I'm going to say to folks out there, do your research. Don't go to Twitter. Do your research, okay? Because you get caught up in that hellhole.
But if you do go to Twitter, you can go to my Twitter.
Oh, here we go.
Chris Raph 7. Chris Raph 7. All right? All right. Just throwing it out there. Have a great morning. It's Friday. Love
that's
y'all.
That's it. That's it. The drive is next. For Steve Sipple, I'm Jake Swartz. See ya.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.